Radio. Lep pozdrav vsem poslušalcem in sodelavcem Cross Radia. V 129. Cross prispevku, ki ga je pripravila ekipa Radio Študent Ljubljana, danes govorimo o Chili Space kompilaciji številka 2, poslušamo zasedbe, ki bodo nastopile na novem punk roku 2003, ter na samem začetku delček intervjuja z angleško rock zasedbo Tindersticks, ki je imela v Ljubljani prejšnji petek koncert. Poslušajmo torej pogovor s klaviaturistom zasedbe Tindersticks Davidom Bolterjem, s katerim sta se pogovarjali Polona in Barbara. Najprej nam bo povedal nekaj o francoščini v besedilih Tindersticks.
I suppose in the past it was a lot to do with as well being a bit sort of excited by traveling. I suppose until we were in the band, nobody really left England that much. I mean, I probably went on 2 holidays to Spain when I was a child with family, and other than that, I didn't really leave. And none of the band had really traveled that much. So I suppose using sort of French and things, it kind of felt exciting. I suppose they were the first audiences that we met as well, because we kind of became more successful in France quite early on, so, and places like Germany even kind of affected us in a different way. And I suppose, I mean, the fact that also Dickon studied South American literature, so he spoke, he learned to speak French, Spanish, so that kind of probably influenced him.
Yeah.
There was a lot of different reasons. I think more recently we've concentrated more on trying to write songs and not really think about being that kind of ambiguous in some way.
V nadaljevanju govori o neodvisnosti pri sodelovanju z založbami.
We have control. I mean, this kind of when we began, we felt independent, but the first label we signed to was actually a part of a major label, and after 5 years we were just signed to that major label with like Island Universal, and even then we were allowed to make our own decisions and do what we want, and nobody ever's sort of said to us that you can't do this or you've got to release this single. I mean, they maybe tried to push us to do things that we didn't like, and if we ever did that, we wouldn't do it again. And I suppose now with Beggars, it's like a proper independent company. And I suppose what it gives you freedom, but it also limits you, because you have the freedom, but you don't have the power that a big company has. Like, and the money that they can spend sometimes becomes useful. It's good for doing tours because they can give you money to go and play all over, whereas Beggars can't do that. They can't afford to do that. So we have to make everything a lot more viable and real, which is good, but at the same time, you can't sort of just do what you want. You have to sort of say, it's going to cost this much, so can we do it?
In kaj pravi o odzivu publike na njihove koncerte?
I think we like mix. I suppose the ideal venue for us is a theatre where people stand at the front of the stage, but then there is balconies or seats that people can sit as well. I think we've just found in the past that our audience is quite mixed in what they want from a concert, and even in their age, and some people do just want to sit and watch us, and some people want to stand and get more sort of an electric feel. But I think generally we kind of play slightly differently anyway. I think if we're playing in a theatre, we probably play a bit slower and sort of quieter songs than if we're playing in a standing venue. So it kind of, but for us it's good to be able to do the two different things and not have just one thing that we do all the time.
Za konec pa še nekaj o novem prihajajočem box setu o zbrani diskografiji zasedbe Tindersticks.
It should hopefully happen around sort of April next year. We've just kind of finished the first one, and there'll be 5 altogether, and it's basically the 5 albums that were released, including the Nanette and Bonnie soundtrack, and each one will be released with an extra CD of tracks. Like the first album has got all the demos that we did at home for the first album, and the second album has the live in Bloomsbury album, which hasn't really been available on CD for a long time, and then Bonnie will have this Mark's Moods, which is an instrumental thing we did that a lot of people want. Simple Pleasure is also going to have all the demos that we did for that album, and On Curtains as well will have all the sort of EPs around that were released around that, so each one will have extra, and they're all being remastered and the artwork's being redone, and this I've been writing the sleeve notes explaining what was happening at the time or something.
Cross Pred nekaj tedni je izšel dvojni CD kompilacija Chili Space številka 2, ki jo izdaja Škuc Ventilator, mlada sekcija sicer krovne organizacije Škuc, ki že 30 let skrbi za neodvisno kulturno ustvarjalnost v Sloveniji. Na že drugi kompilaciji Chili Space se pojavljajo najvidnejša imena sodobne slovenske elektronike, usmerjena bolj v Chili, ambiental, mestoma eksperimentalne, izven tega projekta pa tudi v bolj plesne ritme in zvočnosti. Chili Space je sicer kolektiv slovenskih elektronskih producentov in DJ-jev, ki organizira tudi svoje glasbene dogodke in deluje že okoli 2 leti. Na kompilaciji najdemo 16 ustvarjalcev, več o vsem pa nam v nadaljevanju pove Andrej Štritov, glavni organizator celotne zadeve, v podlagi pa poslušamo BAU, stranski elektronski projekt članov Laibach, v temačno-ambientalnem komadu Stammform.
Chili Space je nastal iz ene pač preproste potrebe po tem, da se avtori elektronske glasbe nekako združijo pod eno streho. Prvi poskusi so bili z pač nekako že uveljavljenim založbom, ampak one pač enostavno niso imele posluha za to, da bi to glasbo spremljale, pravzaprav izdajale ali pa podpirale. No, potem smo se pa odločili za ta korak sami in so se pač v Chili Space so se povezali vsi sino, narekovali vsi pač avtori glasbe, ki so nekje obkroženi okoli studija na Metelkovi, to je, kjer delajo Ume, Laibach, Rotor, Bizi, Temponauta in vsi glasbeniki, ki so nekako povezani z bilo komu teh imen. Založba Škuc Ventilator je nastala leta 2001 in sicer naš prvi projekt je bil projekt Maja, ki sicer je bolj komercialne narave, ampak glede na to, da smo imeli iste probleme z izdajo njene plošče kot z Chili CD-ji, smo pač silom prilike mogli ustanoviti pod založbo. Škuc je bil edini pripravljen nam nuditi kompleten suport in pomagati pri celi stvari, ker že pred približno 20 leti smo isto sodelovali še v času punka s Škucem in so je bila to v bistvu prva neodvisna založba sploh pri nas. Takrat smo izdajali drugo zvrst glasbe kot danes in tako smo ponovno oživeli pač to dejavnost pri društvu Škuc. No, za Pavleta Kozbeta je pač poskrbel Bizi, on z njim precej dela in sta tudi skupaj, mislim, da je neke stvari naredila. Prvi komad na CD-ju je, tako da Pavleta je pripeljal Bizi, ostali so pa tudi nekako povezani, se pravim, BAU so pač člani skupine Laibach, ne, tako da, ki pač delajo v istem studiju in to, kot so pripravili musko za ta CD, na prvem jih ni, ne, tako na prvem je Umek, ki ga tukaj ni, ampak bo na naslednjem najbrž 100%, mislim, cela stvar je dosti odprtega tipa, ne. Kar se mladih avtorjev tiče, smo na valu 202 tudi naredili posebno rubriko v oddaji Nova elektronika, kjer lahko mladi pošiljajo, pač neznani, nam neznani, pošiljajo svoje komade in iz tega izbora, ki jih je zdaj, mislim, da nekje okoli 32, bo tudi šel en nov CD, upam, da z čist mladimi neuveljavljenimi avtorju. Odzivi so, moram reči, za to drugo ploščo fajn. Dosti jo slišimo na radijih, predvsem mislim, da v raznih podlagah na televiziji in na Valu 202, pa tudi na, mislim, da na ostalih postajah na Radiu Študent, mislim, da jo redno vrtijo, saj kolikor sem jaz obveščen, kolikor ga jaz poslušam. Tako da mediji so, glede na to, da so prvo relativno spregledali, so na tej se vse nekaj razpisali in mislim, da se nekako opazili, da to obstaja.
Prihajamo do tretjega prispevka Cross Radia iz Ljubljane. Verjetno poslušalstvo Cross Radio mreže že pozna projekt Novi Novi Rok. Ta je nastal iz 20 let delujočega Novega Roka, ki sta ga skupno organizirala Škuc Ropot, ponovno veja organizacije Škuc in Radio Študent. Na to pa sta se instituciji razšli in ustanovili vsaka svoj projekt. Radio Študent Klubski maraton, Škuc Ropot pa Novi Novi Rok, katerega so letos preimenovali v Novi Novi Punk Rock. Ideja in koncept obeh je predstavljanje, promoviranje in spodbujanje slovenske neodvisne glasbene produkcije, večinoma še manj uveljavljene. Organizacijsko in programsko se ta dva projekta sicer razlikujeta, glavni cilj pa ostaja enoten. No, danes, 29. novembra, se ima v Ljubljani v Ortobaru zgoditi tretji Novi Novi, tokrat punk rock, kjer se bodo predstavili štirje slovenski glasbeni ustvarjalci. Melodični noise rockeri Manul, retro post-punkeri Kvazi Cirkus, punk elektronski projekt Audioworks aka Tomo Božič, ki ga poslušamo v podlagi, ter smo ga v krosu že predstavljali, in punkeri Dr. Zero, ter gostja Hanin Elias, ki jo poznamo kot članico že razpadlih Atari Teenage Riot. Zasedbo Manul smo predstavljali že kot sodelujočo na letošnjem klubskem maratonu, zato tokrat poslušajmo Kvazi Cirkus. Gre za novo zasedbo iz Trbovelj, ki temelji na temačnem postpunkerskem zvoku in angažiranih besedilih Enca Riterja. Poslušajmo komad Kupite, kupujte, ki jezno in bistroumno kritizira praznost potrošniškega nakupovalnega brezumja.
Kupite, kupujte, kupite, kupujte, kupite, kupujte. Yeah. Kopi preko pulta, kopi preko pulta, kopi tamo i kura. Kopi te kupita, kopi preko pulta, kopi preko pulta, kopi tamo i kura.
To je bilo v današnjem ljubljanskem prispevku za Kros Radio Vse. Lep pozdrav od Andreja, Polone, Barbare, Davida ter Nine in Gregora.